Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Demai. Today we're learning Mishnayos, Dalet and Hey. So these Mishnayos are going to discuss if you had given your produce to somebody else and then taken produce back, do you have the right to assume that it's the same produce? So you gave something that Trumas Maisos were already taken from. You gave something that is not a Peros of Shavias that have certain limitations on them. Do you have the right to assume when you get it back from the person that you gave it to that they didn't switch it for something else? Now, when we talk about didn't switch it for something else, there are two possibilities. They could have switched it for their own stuff, or they could have switched it for somebody else's stuff, meaning you may not have been the only person to give them something. Maybe someone else gave them something also, and they gave you back the other guy's stuff, and they gave the other guy back your stuff. So all of those three possibilities have to be accounted for. Again, possibility number one, that they gave you back what you gave them. Possibility number two, they gave you back their own stuff. And possibility number three, they gave you back somebody else's stuff. So when are we choshesh for all these different things? So says the Mishnah Dalet. If a person brings wheat to a person to someone who professionally grinds the wheat into flour, he runs a mill, and the person who grinds the wheat is a kuti. So the kutim, as we know, are people who were brought in after the galus of the Aseres Hashvatim, and there was all this empty land in Eretz Yisrael. So they were brought in to reside in that land, and because of several lion attacks, they were terrified into converting. So there's a question in Halacha whether they were Gerei Arayos, they were insincere converts, and therefore the conversion was never valid, or they were Gerei Emes, and they had the status of Jews. But certainly at some point they were found to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, and therefore they are not trusted. So someone who brings his wheat to a Tochen Kuti, to a Kuti person who runs a mill to grind it into flour, or the Tochen Amaretz, or to an Amaretz who's not trusted by Maestros to grind the wheat into flour, but you gave him wheat that already had maizos taken from it, and is not a concern of Shemitah, is not Shemitah produce. So b'cheskasa, the maizos of the Shavis, you have the right to assume that they're going to give you back your stuff. We don't assume that these people, they maybe are not so reliable as far as maizos are concerned, but they're believed not to be ganavim, so they're not going to steal your stuff. They'll give you back what you gave to them. But if you give it to someone who's a non-Jew, then demai. Then you have to assume that it's demai, that maybe Trumas Maisos have not really been taken from it, because you have to be choshish that he's going to give you back somebody else's stuff. You don't have to be choshish he's going to give you back his own stuff, because if he gives you back his own stuff, it's not going to be subject to Maisos anyway, because Ovid Chavim stuff is not subject to Maisos. But you have to be choshish he's going to give you back, maybe just like this guy who runs the mill is taking wheat from you to turn into flour, he's also taking wheat from an Amaretz to turn into flour. So he might be giving you back the Amaretz's wheat, and therefore it has the status of demai. Hamafkid peros avetzel akuti, if a person gives a pikadon, his peros is a pikadon to a kuti, o etzel amaretz, or he gives his peros as a pikadon to an amaretz, b'cheskas on the maisos, so the shvius, whatever the status was for maisos and for shmita beforehand, you can assume it still is. So if you're already mafresh your maisos and you know that it's not peros shvius, you can assume that that remains true, because these people are not going to steal from you. But if you give it to an old chavim, then you have to assume it's his own peros that he's giving back to you. So over here it's a little bit different. We're not assuming like by the tochein ovid kochavim that the old chavim is giving you back an amaretz stuff. We assume he's giving you back his own stuff. It's kiperosav, and the halacha is that peros of an ovid chavim are pater from meiser. That's what the Bartanura points out. And the difference between this and the case of the tochein is because it's the derech b'nei adam to bring a lot of different stuff to a tochein, but when you're giving someone a pikadon, that's a private arrangement that you make with the fellow, and you don't have to assume that there are other people that are giving things to the to this particular Ovid Chavim. He says when it's to a tochein, chashin Hashem neschal kupa zu bekupa sacher shel Yisrael shein demai aval peros lekalim emer shem echlifun beperos shel Yisrael. If it's just peros that you're giving us a pikadon, you don't have to assume he's switching it for someone else's peros. El Hashem you only have to be choshesh that he's switching it for his own peros, and therefore it has the status of the peros of an Ovid Chavim. Chavim. Rabbi Shimon Omer Demai. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He holds that even when it comes to giving a pikadon, you have to be choshesh that maybe someone else who's namaretz also gave him a pikadon, and he's giving you back the other guy's pikadon. The Bartanur points out that ain halacha k Rabbi Shimon, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Now, on this point that we had mentioned, that it's kiperosav, that it's like the peros of Ovid Chavim, and we said peros of Ovid Chavim are pater from Meiser. That's what it means that it's kiperosav, that you don't have to take any maestros from it. That is how the Bartanura explains, and that is how the Rambam explains. However, Tosra B'Kivegar points out that the Ravid understands kiperosav means that you're chayiv to take maestros b'toros vadai, because there is a din derabanan that perosav novid chavim require maestros. So the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, the way we read the Mishnah, is that when you give a pikadon to novid chavim, Tanakama said when you get the pikadon back, you don't have to take maestros. And Rabbi Shimon said, "Mi suffik you do, it's demai." Whereas the way the Ravid reads the Mishnah is that the Tanakama is more machmir than Rabbi Shimon. That Rabbi Shimon says, "Mi suffik you do," but the Tanakama says, "Bitoras vada, you have to take maestros," because it's considered to be a vadai on a derabanan, on a derabanan level. Now the Tos Rabbi Kivikar also points out that the Ravid asks, "Wait a second, why is it that when you give to a tochein ovid kochavim, that you have to assume that maybe he's giving you back somebody else's produce that belongs to produce that belongs to Namarz, and they have to take maestros?" Asks the Ravid, "Wait a second, isn't this a svek sveka? Safik loach lefinu, v'safik shema osim peros musar mibaleim." He says, first of all, maybe he's giving you back your stuff, and he's not giving you back anybody else's stuff. And even if he's giving you back somebody else's stuff, maybe that somebody else has already taken maestros. So he points out that the Kesef Mishnah's Metarets, that once we assume Rovei Amaretz are Ma'asrin, and even though Rovei Amaretz are Ma'asrin, the Rabbanon are still Machmir, they have to be Choshesh L'miyuta. So just like the Rabbanon are Choshesh, they have to be Mafrish Demai, even though we know that Rovei Amaretz take maestros, it must be that they're Machmir, they have to be Mafrish Demai, even B'makom Svek Sveka. This is a fascinating insight. What the Kesef Mishnah is telling us is that Svek Sveka L'chora works Midin Rove, that just like we ignore the Rove to be machmir for demai, we also ignore svek sveka to be machmir for demai. Mishnah hey, hanosin lupundakis, if a person gives some raw ingredients to an innkeeper and the expectation is that she's going to cook for him, so ma'aser shunosin la veshu notan menemnesha chashudu lachlof, you have to take maestros from that which you give to her, but also from that which you take back from her, because you have to assume that maybe she's not giving you back the same thing that you gave to her. Why do you have to take maestros before you give anything to her? So the Bartanur explains, because a chaver should not be moti mitachas yado davar sheinu masukah, and you shouldn't let something come from you that hasn't had shumas or maestros taken from it. So ask the Tosas Yomtov, I don't understand. Why didn't we say the same thing when it came to the tochein, when you give it to the person who runs a mill, that who might switch, give you someone else's stuff and give somebody else your stuff, right? By the Ovid Kochavim, where he might switch things, why don't you have to give maestros from that which you give to him as well? Because after all, he may give it to somebody else and you're going to be Motzi Mitachas Yad Davar Sheinu Masukan. So the Tos Yomtov says you have to say that when it's Yad Ovid Kochavim Be'emtza, so that's not called the Chavar being Motzi Mitachas Yad Davar Sheinu Masukan. Meaning by the time it gets to another Jew, it's only gotten to the other Jew through the hands of an Ovid Kochavim. And when something comes through the hands of an Ovid Kochavim, that other Jew can make no assumptions about your stuff. Whereas when you're giving to a pundakis, to a Jewish innkeeper, she has the right to make assumptions about stuff that she's getting from a chaver, that maestros have in fact already been taken from it. So therefore, if you give to a pundakis, you have to take maestros from that which you give to her, but then again, you have to invite to take maestros from that which you take back from her. The Tosfos B'Kivegar points out, what about Shemitah? Don't you have to be choshesh that it's Shemitah produce that she's giving you back? He says, no, we're talking about where it's nowhere near the Shemitah year, so you don't have to worry about Shemitah over here. Amr Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi comments, Ein anu achran ramain, einu masra elama shu notal mimena bilvad. If she's going to switch your produce for something else, so that's not your problem. Meaning, you only have to take maisos from that which she returns to you, because manavshach, if she's returning to you that which you gave to her, so why would you have to take maisos twice? So just do it once when she gives it back to you. And if she's returning to you something that you did not give to her, why do you have to do her favors and give her something that maisos have already been taken from if she's just going to switch it on you anyway? She's a ramai, so you don't have to do her any favors over here. The Mefarshim explain over here, the Bartanur explains, that the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is they both agree that it's likely that the Bundakis is going to switch things, that she's going to switch for different food. The machlokas is, does she have your best interest in mind when she does so, or does she have her own best interest in mind? Tanakama holds she's going to switch the food and justify to herself that she's allowed to do that because she's replacing it with higher quality food. She's giving you something better than what you gave her, and therefore she'll justify that in her mind. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, he says, nah, she's going to change it for something that's a lower quality food, and therefore you don't have to do anything nice for her because she's not doing anything nice for you. So to quickly summarize, Mishnah Dalet, we learned that if a person gives something to a grinder to grind his wheat, so if the person is a Kuti or an Amah Aretz, you don't have to assume that they're giving you back anything other than your own wheat, but if it's an Ovid Chavim, you have to assume they're giving you somebody else's wheat back. If you give something as a Pikadon, again, to a Kuti or an Am Aretz, you can assume what you gave them is what you're getting back. Whereas by an Ovid Kochavim, you have to assume that what you're getting back from the Ovid Kochavim, Tanakama says, is the Ovid Kochavim's own peiros. And Rabbi Shimon says you have to assume it may even be an Am Aretz's peiros. In Mishnah Hay, we learned that if you're giving food to an innkeeper to cook for you, so Tanakama says you should take maisos both from that which you give to her, as well as again when you get the cooked food back from her. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, you only have to take maestros from the food that you get back from her. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn the last Mishnah in Parak Gimel as well as the first Mishnah in Parak Daled.